Would you like to read a book? No, I don't.
I can't read.
Hello, and welcome to this week's installment of I Can't Read. I'm Paul.
Claude, welcome to this month's...
I usually correct it, but I was like, fuck it, I'm going with it.
This leap year's episode of I Can't Read.
Welcome to the Olympic special.
What's the fucking... Welcome to the cicadas coming out of the trees.
Yeah, welcome to Jeepers Creepers 23 Years Apart podcast. Oh, it's back. Yeah, and so it, are we. Yeah,
The It special. It only happens once every 54 years.
Okay. How are you doing, dude?
I'm great, baby.
How have things been for you, man? I haven't...
It's been turbulent, man.
Turbulent? How? So
turbulent, you've been riding that's a lot of, they call me.
A lot of planes. Yeah. Because things shake when you walk.
What?
I'm kidding.
Turbulence?
Turbulence is like, you know, shaking.
Oh.
Have you never been on a plane?
Yeah.
Well, turbulence also refers to like choppy weather.
Yeah,
so
and then I got left at the airport.
For real?
Yeah. Cops were like, dude, where's your parents? And I was like, I don't have any. I made a duty.
How old were you?
Like four.
17.
Like four or five.
Made a duty.
Just put me and my brother on the plane, gave us that just sketches and said, get it out of here.
So wait,
put name tags on us. But, you know, my mom just didn't show up. And I was like, hello, hello, hello.
Where were you guys coming from?
Washington State. Or going to Washington State.
And then
we landed in Washington across the country. And then my dad was like, what do you mean the cops have my son and, like, there's no one there to get him
across the country?
Was that
the only and first time you've flown?
I flew once before that. I don't remember
it. Yeah, because you were a baby. But so 4 years old was your flying career. Are you scared of planes?
Yeah, horribly.
Really?
Yeah.
They're awesome. It's so cool.
Tight for you.
Dude, you get to see the clouds on top.
I've seen the clouds on top.
When you were four, your little dumb young eyes probably don't remember
Maybe
that.
I was six. I remember it pretty vividly and very scary.
Oh, for sure.
So, leave it.
And your only time was riding alone, too, well, with your brother. Riding a plane alone is terrifying because when it starts to go down, you just look at the person next to you and you're like, this is who I'm dying next to and with. Are you kidding me?
It's very... I don't like
80-year-old wearing all denim.
And I like driving, so it's kind of a win-win.
Things are going all up
I'm
for
not
me.
In a like a fucking compressed cartridge in the sky.
It was funny when TR was coming into town. He was like, I might bus in, but I mean, I don't know if I want to ride in a COVID tube for 4 hours. So I was like, well, yeah.
Before you arrive here, yeah. Like, yeah, okay. Hey, oh man, they were all coughing.
The whole bus, no masks. A lot
of
Trump
hats.
Where's
my bed?
Speaking of Trump, dude, I think we just found out who our new president is.
Oh, so today is obviously, what, 11-6?
7th, I think.
Yep, so, yeah. I guess. Man.
He has got 290 and Trump has 214. I mean, don't get me wrong. Trump's going to talk a lot about recounting some states and stuff like that. But it looks like Biden got the win, dude. We finally are out of the regime of Trump. That's crazy.
We can move on to COVID solutions because that's all I care about.
That's
in life.
Really what I hope so, too. Or like maybe another shutdown.
Because,
like,
you know, I don't care about politics, but I really hate fucking COVID.
Yeah. COVID is a fickle
it
beast.
It really hurts like my psyche.
How? Life has not changed much for us at all.
A lot of stuff's been put on hold.
Like what?
Things I wanted to do.
Well, see water?
No, not seeing water.
I know that's one of the things you love to do.
Like life plans and stuff. Just everything gets put on hold. Like we couldn't do much of anything we wanted to this year.
Yeah, Josie was like, it's kind of crazy to look back at 2020 and have like no new memory. And I was like, well, what do you mean? We like cleaned
nothing.
The house and stuff like that. She's
there's
like, we
nothing.
Didn't do anything like cool, though.
It will go down as a worthless year.
Yeah, it's almost just kind of like we aged.
Exactly.
And then didn't do much.
That's
I
existentially
didn't mind it.
Dread.
I didn't mind it.
Maybe it's because I've been on two antidepressants since it started. Stopped smoking cigarettes. And, you know, it's just, you know, I bought the business when it started. It's just been a fucking asshole.
Yeah. I didn't buy any businesses.
And now I stopped taking the antidepressants because I forgot to get a refill. So now I've been off them for like 5 days.
Oh,
so.
God.
Yeah, I'm back on now. But, you know.
Yeah, but
do
like,
I need it? I don't know.
Flip-flopping like that. I'm not sure if that's good for your chemicals either, right?
Beep, beep, boop, boop.
Like most people are like, hey, don't flip-flop or else. Like those are the times when like people kill themselves.
Yeah.
But, excuse me. When they go off. Wow, that was.
I was trying to explain to you because you said there's no reason for me to.
No, I said your life hasn't changed that much via COVID.
No, mentally.
I guess. Yeah. All right.
My chemicals.
Your chemicals have changed, but I mean, like, you don't really do all that much either.
I never wanted to in life.
Right. Now you do?
No.
Once COVID happens?
No. Once I got engaged, I wanted to then get married, and I want to buy a house because I don't want to rent for the rest of my life.
You can buy houses during COVID.
I know. It's very hard to.
No.
Yeah.
People buy houses all the time during COVID. The houses go on. We look at Zillow a lot. They are sold within 2 days.
Getting your fucking pre-approval is not as easy during COVID. I swear to God.
How so? Where have you gone to try? Your bank?
Yeah.
That's wild. I mean, I don't remember.
Have you tried to get a $100,000 loan?
Yeah, I just go like every Tuesday. Run the credit.
So it's different than, oh, I got a credit card.
No, yeah, I understand that's it's different than that.
Here's your $5,000 credit card. It's in the mail. Wow. You can use it now, though. No, it's not like, here's your mortgage. Go get it.
That's crazy. Where are you planning on moving, dude?
To a house?
Yeah, but like where?
Brimfield or, you know, Talmadge or Stowe?
You're out of Akron?
Yeah,
you
probably.
Need such a cheap house in Akron that's so big and nice.
No yard.
I mean, we have a decent yard.
No. Where are you going to drive a go-kart on your lawn?
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Get out of my face.
So when do you plan on doing this? Once COVID's done? I'm just trying to figure out when I ask for milk now, I have to drive to Brimfield is all I'm saying.
Ooh, the gas station is way closer than Brimfield.
That's
idiot.
What. But it was nice to be able to just, you know.
Are you saying I should
stay here forever? Buy that house.
You're so dependent.
I would miss you, dude. That's all.
We work together. We talk together.
It's nice to be able to see you.
You're so.
That's all, dude. That's all.
In love with me, dude.
I like the heights, but I do understand the yard thing.
Oh, no yards. No yards.
And, yeah, we've been looking at houses and shit like that. Falls, you come kind of run into the same thing.
It's tiny. Yeah. They're tiny. Yeah. Lots. But so you want to go, you pop out.
You want a go-kart course.
Totally.
In the front and back.
That's all I'm about.
Yeah, but you start to go to, like, Talmadge or Stowe, and they're going to be like, you can't do that. They won't let you build certain things.
And I go, what are you talking about?
Yeah, they're like, you know, we know you quote-unquote own your land, but you don't own your land, dude. You're in our township, and we have rules.
Got to get a wide one.
So you really have to look at Brimfield, because they're like, yeah, fucking shoot guns, do whatever you want.
Totally.
Brimtucky, as they call it.
Dude, Brimfield Township's beautiful.
Well, I guess enough about townships that people have no idea what they are.
Right.
How else have things been for you, my dude?
Awesome.
That's good. Mm-hmm. I beat Red Dead. I don't think we talked about that the last time. That was great. And then I beat Bioshock 1. That was awesome. And now I'm on Bioshock 2. I'm still on the same level. I haven't played at all since that one day.
Yeah, I'm playing lots of games. That's fun. Yeah. Wasting a lot of time on Call of Duty.
I have not played much Call of Duty as of late. But, yeah, I recorded 2 rap songs over this past weekend. That was fun. Yeah, lots of stuff, dude. So I've seen a decent amount of people as well, which is strange for COVID.
Yeah, but yeah, I've not seen people, which that doesn't get me down at all. It's more just mental anxiety of, like, you know, impending doom of, you know, the country crumbling to ash and
the country might not now. Biden, dude, Biden 2020.
Oh man, I'm gonna have to use my gun soon. I can taste it.
You want to though?
It's like ash in my mouth.
Oh wow.
I could smell the psychosphere, dude.
Psychosphere. Oh, my God. All right, dude. Have you heard any cool news, seen any cool trailers, anything like that? I'm not sure if we've talked
Everything got canceled.
Well, I'm not sure if we talked since the last time Batman trailer came out. I can't remember the last.
Is that? Do we haven't talked about? I love it. I mean, I love Robert Pattinson.
It looks incredible. And that's also, like, only a quarter of the movie's been shot so far. So that's not even, like, the goods.
Good.
I am so stoked for this movie. It looks so tight. And the fucking Riddler with, like, well, not the Riddler. I don't know.
Yeah, the Riddler's inspiration.
Right, yeah. So, like, it's almost like how, do you remember that Gotham show?
Yeah.
How, like, it's like the villains before, but this is almost like the villain's inspiration to become the wild ones and shit like that. It seems neat. And also, the Flashpoint announced the movie with Ezra Miller as the Flash. Mm. So they're still continuing with that, but they confirmed Michael Keaton is going to be in the film. Possibly, well, Ben Affleck, definitely. So you have 2 Batmans.
Mm-hmm.
So there's going to be a moment when we go back to Tim Burton's Batman, like the Flash goes into that world.
Yeah.
As if they've all existed. All those movies have existed over time in the same, like, multiverse for DC. That is so sick. Like, what if they CGI Adam West? Like, they go back to that Batman.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what Flashpoint means. So obviously it means like time.
So
like,
Flashpoint, yeah, he goes back to save his mom and then starts changing the shit. And then like that, then Bruce Wayne dies in the alley, and then his mom and father are left. And then his father becomes the Batman and his mom becomes the Joker, like that in that alternate timeline.
Do you think the time travel has been a little overdone recently?
No, I mean Looper was out fucking years ago. People Endgame. Are still doing Endgame too. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not. Well, yeah, talking about Endgame doing like the biggest, baddest.
True. That being said, though, how else do you restart a universe other than being like we're killing it off and then going? But this also groups everything together to be like this was all canon. Now we're gonna crush it into this little universe, and here's your new Justice League and Batman and Wonder Woman and all that.
I mean,
stuff.
They do make jokes in Justice League to the fucking Tim Burton one.
They do?
Yeah, he's like, remember when our biggest concern was like fighting penguins with bombs in the streets?
Oh, clowns with bombs. Yeah, because the, what was it called? Like the Triangle Circus?
Yeah. So they referenced that event for Ben Affleck.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like it's already sort of showing.
Oh, penguins. Yeah. Because, okay, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, because they had missiles on their back when they went to go kill the firstborns of Gotham.
Yeah.
I just, we'll get into weekly recommendations.
You watched Returns.
I did. Yeah, okay. I actually watched Batman, the original.
Wonderful.
Wow, dude.
Wonderful.
Like, you want to get nuts? Let's get nuts. And he's like crushing like fucking shit on the wall.
Yeah.
Dude, it is awesome.
It's bonkers.
I love this movie, and Jack Nicholson is wild as fuck in it.
Mm-hmm.
But then you get the Returns, and I still like people like shit on Returns, but I really dig that movie.
I'm
like
that one's dope.
I love the snow. I love the way everything looks. Selena Kyle's the shit.
Penguin.
Penguin's great. Yeah, and I mean Danny DeVito does a good job. Like at least my nose isn't gushing blood. And he's like, I don't get it, and then bites his nose.
He creeped me the fuck out.
The whole tone of that movie is really awesome, and I really dig it. But, like, the original Batman is weird. When's the last time you've seen 89?
Never.
Ever? Like, with
Probably
Jack Nicholson?
Since Kid.
I would recommend rewatching because you're like, I can't believe this was, like, the Batman movie that people were like, fuck yes. It's wild, dude. It's crazy. There's a shot at the beginning where they show Batman on a rooftop, and I guess they didn't. Well, obviously, they didn't have CGI then.
Right.
You can tell that someone had to draw him, his cape floating, and then turn, but it's like 10 frames per second. Like, it's not much.
Yeah.
And it looks choppy, and then, like, the shadow looks bad, and, like, him walking. Like, it's not, like, a shot of a human. It's, like, literally, like, a picture, and they drew him on it. And
oh,
then turn.
Cool.
It's weird,
It's
dude.
At the beginning?
Right at the beginning. Here, I don't have to watch the whole thing? Yes, it's right at the beginning.
Thank God.
I would recommend, dude, it is long, though. It's, like, 2 hours and change.
Oh!
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts.
Oh, back to news before we hop into weekly recommendations.
Oh, I got news, too.
Okay, right on. They are making a Hellraiser show on HBO Max.
Will it have sexy Cenobites?
More than likely. I'm hoping that they do the after, like, one and two.
Oh, I was like, after what?
To where
there's
they,
so many.
To where Christy Cotton's actually like hunting for the boxes of hell and destroying them, and then also then becomes the hell priestess herself to stop hell coming out of the boxes. Like she becomes the
so
hell
dope.
Priestess. So sick.
So dope.
Dude, she has a white robe and just like this like red like belt, and then she has all the nails in her head and she's all white. It looks so rad, dude. One of my favorite comics. If you have a chance to read the Hellraiser and you're into that mythology, you really don't need to know much other than the first movie. You could read the book as well, but I highly recommend
it. What's it called? The
Hellraiser?
The configuration.
Oh, the Lamont. The Lamont configuration, I believe.
It was
the toy maker's name. Yeah. That like in like I think it's like seven.
Le Petiton.
It's like Leamont or some shit like that. But so I think it's Lamont. But in I think it's seven bloodlines.
Mm.
They show him back in the day making the first box, and then at the end, it's a spaceship creating the box.
It is. And he's like, "No, you're on the box.
Yeah, he's
what?
Like, we're in the toy box.
You're
so tight.
These walls are part of one of six walls for the box,
dude. So sick. I was like, oh man.
Oh, the ship's folding up.
The movies are bad, but they are all also like awesome at the same time. I don't know. I thoroughly enjoy Hellraiser.
I highly remember that one.
Very stoked for the series because I think Trita and Clive Barker is on for it as well.
Yeah.
So I'm happy.
Should get all the riffraff
also,
out of it.
I mean, like Candyman, like he does good stuff.
I
and
know.
Hellraiser is a great IP. It was just treated somewhat badly and low budget.
Oh, I was thinking Wes Craven, because I was like, dude, Scream, too. Because I was like, dude, Scream's the shit.
Well, Master of Illusions, Clive Barker.
Yeah.
Like, he does, like, his stuff gets made into good shit sometimes, but usually low budget and yeah. old and, you know.
Did you see they're remaking People Under the Stairs?
No.
It's fucking tight. That dude, movie is crazy.
I don't know if I've ever seen it.
Yeah, it's about this little kid who, like, breaks into this crazy family's house because their daughter is his age, and she's like, help me, up in the attic. And he's like, well, I'm breaking in, and, like, it's like there's this weird dude in a gimp suit chasing people around the walls. Then you find out that there's kids that are in the walls.
What year?
Oh, like 91.
Okay.
Like, it's real campy fucking, like sexploitation fucking
gimp
all that
suits
shit.
Are very strange. Did you ever watch the first season of American Horror Story?
No.
There's a gimp suit in that yeah. one that, like, goes throughout the entire thing, and you're like, I'm not even sure why that's in here, but it's fucking unnerving.
Yeah, gimp suits are very eerie.
Yeah, and then you got fucking Quentin.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a gimp suit. Anyways, go ahead. What news did you have that you want to say?
That they're remaking People Under the Stairs.
Yeah.
And then also, I've been really delving into the world of dioramas. I've been building dioramas. It's real nice, building little villages. And I just built a ramshackle oil rig. You know how it is. I just got some materials for making tin roofs, corrugated tin roofs.
Nice. Do you have a tiny little hammer that you use too? Okay, real quick, I say that jokingly, but he does have a tiny little hammer that he used to make his mini pallets out of, so that's a valid fucking question.
Hey, I do have it downstairs.
Yes, okay.
It's in my hang zone.
Yeah, the man
yeah,
zone.
The man, the Mantopia hang zone.
If you guys see this, it's right next to a litter box. That
yeah, it's literally a shithole. It's next to the main drain, so if the shit plugs up, it plugs up into my man zone.
And then the litter box just floats on by.
Yeah. Paw! Kitty Paw!
You're in it. That's weird.
It's like a life raft. Hang on!
Josie told me the other day that Norn, we have those food bins that are on wheels. He yeah. jumped up on Ripley's and just rode it across the kitchen.
That's cute. Yeah, what wow. an idiot.
He's a fucking bastard.
Such
Anyways.
A little... Wow, that's a strong word. I thought you were going to say dummy face or poo-poo head.
Such a bastard.
Bastard. Such a fucking bastard.
Anywho, all right, we'll hop into weekly recommendations and rejections. Again, Batman, so I give it like 7.5. It's not bad by any means, and I definitely think it's worth a watch. And if you're bored, I would roll that one. And
right.
Batman Returns right after.
Okay.
Which I give like a 9. I love Batman Returns. Yeah.
Dude.
Cross those both off my list. Go ahead.
Freaking Raised by Wolves.
Oh, yeah. I didn't finish that.
So astonishingly unique.
It's great.
It's so, yeah. And Campion, I learned, is Spanish for champion.
No.
Yeah, because I was looking up a champion hoodie, and it said Campion on the side, and then it had Japanese on the other sleeve, and I was like, wait, typed in Campion means champion.
Yeah, I don't think I finished Raised by Wolves, to be honest with you.
You should. It's fucked up.
No, I know. I think Josie and I, we got through like 4 episodes, and then like Lovecraft
took you.
Well, no, Val was like, well, this is easy enough to sleep too. Because yeah. Jesus, like, what do you Raised by Wolves?
Oh, for me, like, it's, I can't think of another sci-fi series.
That's like that.
It's like that. It's a 9.5. Like, it's, there are soft parts, but like, it's beautiful.
It is kind of Lone Cubby and Wolf.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But 9.5 for me, because it's the aesthetics, the weird sort of like, looks like 60s B film.
What do they call it? The necromancers?
She's a necromancer.
So
yeah.
When she turns into that for the first time, my brain exploded. I was like, that is the sickest thing I've ever seen.
Oh, fuck me. It's crazy.
Raised by Wolves is pretty heavy, and it's weird at first. But once you start to get into the dynamics of the characters and stuff and see what they're doing, where they're going, it makes a ton of sense. And yeah. I think we got to episode 5.
Dude, it makes a lot of weird religious statements too about like faith versus technology. And
they
like,
so there's this saying that like good sci-fi or even like a good fantasy and stuff like that brings in real world problems, represents them in a way to make you not notice that it's that thing.
Correct, yeah.
And then you walk away with a different take on that sort of thing with that.
That's so fucking cool you said that. I literally just got done fucking with the book on tape for God Emperor of Dune, sure. which is the 5th book.
Oh, yeah.
And in that book, it poses the fucking...
When do you listen to book on tapes? I'm sorry to interrupt.
Work.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Do you have a...
Audible.
How much is that?
Oh, I don't even know. It's like an add-on for like $2 to Amazon.
Yeah. And how much did you have to pay for the Dune books? Or is it just library stream?
I can just stream, yeah.
So you
but also the Dune books are on YouTube, so if you want them.
Well, no. I'm kind of thinking about doing that same thing, maybe just bring my Raycons to work and just pop those bad boys in and listen to it. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
this podcast is brought to you by Audible. No, it's
and
not.
And Audible also once a month, I think, gives you, because I have a couple free audiobooks that I just save.
So I thought that like each month you get a free audiobook, but I didn't know that there was a bank of streaming audiobooks. I thought you got the service, then had to pay for the books as well. I was like, that seems pointless to me.
No, it is pointless, because what would be the value?
Zero.
Why not just buy the books?
Exactly.
Correct.
And then own them.
So the thing is if you subscribe to Audible, you get to listen.
It's Netflix, basically. But there are books that are not on the streaming, correct? Just like Netflix. Like
I think so.
Like, you won't. There's premium books that you'll have to buy. Because why else would they give you a quote-unquote free book a month?
I've never tried. You know what I mean? Like, the stuff I listen to is
everything
never.
Everything you've listened to has been free.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah.
Okay.
So
they bring up the religion thing. That's what
yeah. So the God Emperor of Dune is about Paul Atreides' father, but his father named himself Leto II.
Is it a prequel?
It's so you have the dad and the son. Paul Atreides is the young one in the movie,
right?
He becomes the Quasar Scadarac, and like he's the fucking riding the worm.
Duh.
He gives birth to Leto II. And then Leto II fuses himself with a Dune worm fucking like spore and becomes like part worm and part human. And like his body is completely just turned into a fucking like 5 meter sandworm. And he's like, hello.
So speaking of Dune.
Yeah.
That trailer, bro.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The trailer for Dune is.
Wow. I am
so pumped.
I'm stoked on that, dude. That's a movie that I will fucking wear a mask for probably 4 hours. I'm assuming it's going to be long as hell.
It is going to be long as hell. Dude, also, Tenet is getting its digital release, thank God, for rental.
I'll go. Because
they were like, we need to go fucking put it in theaters. And everyone's like, we're not going to that.
They're like, we put it in theaters. And they're like, wow, we made $4.
$4 there, Christopher.
Yeah, someone went on a matinee. Fuck. One person.
It was a grandma. She thought it was something else.
Yeah, she went for the early bird special. God damn it. No, I will go halves with you right, on that cool. When that comes out.
Yeah, because it's guaranteed to be enjoyable.
Oh, guaranteed. For fucking sure.
Yeah.
I am kind of bummed that I'm not going to be able to see that on like a big screen, but yeah. I might just sit closer to my TV.
That's another detriment of COVID is I have not. And you know I like movies a lot in the theater.
I was trying to think of the last one I saw, and I think Josie and I went to go see Star Wars, which was right before COVID, right?
Oh, yeah. It's winter, yeah.
So it was probably like December-ish, maybe January that we went, and then that was the last one. So, I mean, I had 3 months to go, and I still didn't
see shit. Knives Out.
I'm glad I did not watch that in the theater.
I was like, cool, $7, like, done.
All right. Yeah. I really try to go only, like, spectacle.
Oh, yeah,
or horror. Horror is great in a theater, too, because you have a way different atmosphere, unless there's some fucking little douche dickhead.
You don't want
his
that.
Fucking girlfriend, like, oh, right behind you, dude, right behind you. right
I'm not even scared.
Oh,
I'm
my God, scared. Dude. My fucking dick's so hard, dude.
Look at my hard dick, honey.
Fuck, I hate them so much.
I put my cock in the popcorn. Taste it.
Yeah, do you want any popcorn, dude? Why'd you just call me dude? Anyways, so, yeah, that is definitely something that I do miss as well. And Josie was saying that you can like rent out one of the theaters in Cleveland for like 150 bones.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wanted to go, it's the Cedar Lee, I think.
Correct. So it's like a 80 seater.
Right. Yeah. And I know that AMC's in like California you can rent, but we don't have any AMC's out here. But that's a thing that they're doing because like Cinemarks are fucking straight up closed right now.
I don't know how they are crawling by. They're still paying rent on the building. They're still paying. You know what I mean? Like. Bills aren't going away.
It has to. Oh, man.
Yeah. Like, and fucking, what is it? Regal Cinemas was just like, nope, call it. Like, we quit. Bankruptcy. See ya.
Oh, fuck it. Declared bankruptcy?
Yeah. Regal was like, fuck this.
Wow.
I give up. But yeah.
Tenet, that's coming.
What I was going to say is if you do enjoy the Dune books, which is hard sci-fi, God Emperor of Dune really digs into the idea of a god among men. He is like a god. Like, he can't be really hurt with, like, anything physical, and he's like a fucking dune worm. He's pretty much like, hey, I control the spice. I've killed all the sandworms.
Spice!
Fuck you. I got the spice melange. I'm taking us on the golden path of immortality. You guys will do whatever I say. And so he exterminates, like, billions of people across the galaxy and lives for 3,500 fucking years as a god emperor. And everyone in the fucking universe is like
scared of him.
Scared of him. He's, you know, there are people that rebel against him.
Sure.
And right before he dies, he pretty much speaks about how I did the golden path because I have prescience. I can see the future. And humanity would have died millennia ago if I hadn't shown them how bad a singular god to worship is. There should never be someone of this power.
Oh, so in the end,
humanity's like existence.
In the end,
so now,
he had to show them that this is correct. The wrong path, but he had to be the quote unquote
the monster. Yeah. Yeah. And so he's like, if I taught them that, yeah, there is no humanity with singularity, like a singular power, then they'll flourish for billions of years.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So what do you give Raised by Wolves? I know you watched the entire
9.5.
thing. 9.5. Right now I'm at a 9 for sure. I love what I've seen so far. Crazy. The Boys.
Oh my God, is it perfect?
Yeah, I think this might be my favorite television show ever.
People shit on the second, not shit on it, but like there were critics that were like, as a whole, it was like Stranger Things. I'm like, bullshit that it replayed itself in season 2. It didn't.
Did Stranger Things replay
Stranger
itself?
Things, remember it, like, instead of letters, it was lights in her house. Or it was, like, a map instead of lights. Like, it was very, like, hey, let's do the same exact...
Here's more of the same shit you love.
Thing in the sky again kind of bullshit.
Okay.
This, they were like, yeah, it's like Stranger Things, like, so predictable. I saw that coming. I was like, you did?
Okay.
I didn't.
Yeah, her being, like...
all of it.
What's her name? Not Thunderstorm. What's her fucking name?
Oh, Starlight?
No, not Starlight. The new one.
Oh, God. What is a Stormfront?
Stormfront. So
such
her,
a clever name for
her. Her front. Jesus Christ. Her arc is one of my favorite things
That's
ever.
Incredible.
Homelander's arc in the season is one of my favorite things
incredible.
Ever. This built so much to that world. And Huey's fucking... fuck. Why can't I remember? Carl Urban. What's
Butcher.
His? Butcher. I was like, Hunter? Crusher?
I don't know.
Everyone's like fucking like everybody's incredible. Is just so sick. Even the girl, I can't remember, Kamiko and her brother,
Frenchie,
like,
yeah.
Every bit of it was fucking amazing. I absolutely love it. That show is a fucking 11 for me.
11 out of 10 deep impacts here,
I
buddy.
I will probably go rewatch both seasons again, even though I just watched the first season like not that long ago, pretty soon here. It's
I'm
so
totally
enjoyable.
Like, I
so enjoyable.
Say I had like a sick week or something like that.
That
like
would
coming
be,
up in this winter. That would be something I would be like, yeah, that's cool to go through again.
I might actually like winter break or like maybe like the Black Friday or some shit when we're off. Like I might just roll both those seasons.
Wildly high quality fucking TV.
And
it's stupid TV. It's so good.
I have not read the comic either, which is strange to me because like usually when I find a like show or some type of like fucking other medium that comes from a comic, I'm like, oh, I'll get the comic. I just have no need because that show's so perfect.
It's perfect. And then Amazon's got bangers, dude, because Utopia.
Okay, we'll hop into that.
Yeah. So, fucking Rainn Wilson.
Which when the credits rolled I was like, oh, he's not gonna be like in it. He's way in it. But they're like with Rainn Wilson, maybe that's like a thing because he's a bigger name or whatever. All the characters are fucking fantastic in this, and it does take a second to did you know that's the kid from Hills Have Eyes?
Yeah,
the main character. Yeah. Like it's the boy.
Yeah.
So it takes a little. The first episode is great, but it will take you a minute to get into the swing,
dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Once the lore gets started, like the idea that there's a book that tells the future and a new one just got found, and there's like this group of fundamentalists, like assassins, that are ready to kill for it.
It
like,
definitely felt well, and also like a conspiracy
and
theorist.
John
too.
Cusack is fantastic.
He's way good in it. I highly recommend Utopia. It's not a perfect show by any means, but it's so enjoyable. I give it like an 8.
So unique
and not based off a comic. It turns out just
no,
about a
just
comic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told Paul, I was like, dude, it's like based off. It's about comics, but not based off comics. It's just good. That one's a 9 for me. I thought it was enthralling. Now, I watched it on the back of Boys.
I think that's what made me give it
like,
an 8.
I kind of used my mind powers to like pause my love for the Boys a bit.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like fucking...
oh, I'm Billy the Butcher!
Yeah, I was basically Homelander on the roof at the end.
Dude, Homelander in the crowd during a speech?
Oh my God.
Holy shit! Or laser my fucking tits is one of the craziest lines.
Yeah. That actress is really good. I don't know.
She's fantastic.
I don't know if she's
not
been,
in anything.
Yeah, I was gonna say she seems pretty well. Same with Homelander. He's not like from shit either. And The Deep, all those cats that are like, wow,
so
these
funny.
People look like they should be like,
yeah,
superstars, but they're like nobodies.
Nope.
And they're so good.
Yeah. So
anyways,
funny.
Utopia is the I'll bump it to an 8.5. But,
hey, here we go.
But I still, I mean, like, fuck, if like The Boys is a 10, like that that can't be a 9.
Utopia. To me it is.
Okay.
Just to me. These are opinions, you know?
Well, oh, they're bad ones.
All right, man, oh, man, dude. Speaking of, like, I hate you. I hate you so much.
What were you about to say?
You know what's better than hanging out with you?
Anything.
Watching Spotlight.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how bad you are.
Yeah, Spotlight is a rough. That's
is it?
That is a salty drink to drink. So.
Yeah, dude. I don't mind.
Spotlight is fucking like a horrific story.
It's horrifying. Horrifying.
I think we did a movie of the week on it. Like,
really, really bad content.
Because I never had seen it, and then like, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I will say that, what was the other one with fucking your boy with the three names that died of heroin?
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Yeah. What was the one?
Doubt?
Doubt.
There you go.
Spotlight's not like Doubt, because Doubt, man, Doubt fucks me up, because you're like, did he?
Yeah, no, Doubt's more of like a presumption of like, good acting and shit. Like Spotlight's, it's like, this is truth, motherfuckers.
It's basically like a biopic.
Look at these nasty bitches. Like, we won Pulitzers because of this shit. Gross.
So what do you give Spotlight?
Burn 'em, dude. 9.5.
And why'd you watch that?
Just wanted to see some good acting, and like, it's a good, it's like watching Zodiac. It's just good.
Zodiac has such a more,
oh, Zodiac I've probably seen 49 times.
Speaking of Zodiac, Josie and I just watched this documentary. It's a fucking I'll Be Gone in the Dark.
Okay, yeah. With
Patton Oswalt's late wife.
You told me about this misery.
So, no, you would adore this documentary. It is so fucking good, and it's neat because if you're not familiar, Patton Oswalt's wife died while, like, kind of internet researching this, like, killer from the 70s called the East Area Rapist, I believe, EAR, and then the original Night Stalker. So, like, it was EAR on or something weird. Anyways. It's this guy that, like, fucking, he's a serial rapist and becomes a serial killer, turns out. The way that they do this is they give you a little bit of his story, and then they kind of give you her story of, like, looking things up on the internet, being obsessed with true crime, starting her blog, then being like, hey, write a book, and then, like, how the book consumed her, and then, like, kind of what led to her death.
She, like, got eaten up by her own, like, subject matter?
It was almost mentally? Like, I can't, like, stop thinking about this person. I can't, like, I have to take, like, Xanax to calm myself down at night. I take Adderall so I can do research. And then slowly and surely, but surely, like, you know, she also got into opiates. And, like, turns out she died from, like, a mixture of Xanax and opiate and stuff like that. That's how she, I thought she had, like, a brain tumor and left us soon. And what also is amazing is that they give a lot of her story, and then you have Patton's story of how it affected him. So it's, like, this weird mixture. It's fucking beautiful. It's one, I like, for what it is, it's a fucking 10. They nailed it out of the park.
I'm very not in the mood to watch it.
Okay.
Because I'm on Xanax and antidepressants, and I'm stressed all the time. What if I get sad from it?
Well,
I might.
No, I don't think you will. It's very endearing. I really dug it, honestly. But yeah, I give it like a 10. It's great.
Cool.
It's on HBO Max. It's 6 episodes. If you're like, fuck, I got burnt by the vow, it's not.
I'm not watching the rest of that shit. That was, such a waste of time.
Yeah, I give The Vow like a 5, but I hear the new documentary about the one girl that they never find in The Vow.
Yeah.
On Showtime is like, or Stars. It's just like absolutely enthralling. I'm like, well, great.
I have a question for you, because we were in the Halloween season just a little bit ago.
Sure, sure.
What do you think the worst way to die is?
Oh my God, fire?
Immolation, you say.
What about you?
What about starvation? 60 days to die of that.
You don't, it's not 60 days to die of starvation.
Without food.
No, it's like 2 weeks.
It's
like 3 days without water, 2 weeks without food.
Dude, I think my body would live for 60 days on its on its fat chunks.
Maybe.
I was trying to think of some, like suffocation versus
no
drowning.
Don't give a fuck if I cut my arm bleeding.
What does he say there? Don't give a fuck if I
cut my arms bleeding. You listen to the roach, dude.
It'll cut if he cuts.
Don't give a fuck if I cut my arms. Suffocation, no breathing. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arms bleeding.
It makes no sense. Don't give a fuck if I cut my arms while I'm bleeding.
No, like, I guess like
cut my arms
to bleed.
Semicolon bleeding.
That might be how he does it.
Quotation bleeding. Parentheses bleeding when I cut him. Like, almost like that's the reaction of me cutting my arm. It'll be blood.
Right. I think it just fit the...
What an asshole. It did fit the fucking rhyme scheme. Yeah, it did. Because he was like, dude, we're Papa Roach. Make the Roach fit the Papa.
On the live... Well, not the live album, sorry. The actual album, Infest, I think it's called. Was that the first one?
Who knows? Oh, yeah, it's got a roach on it. So, yeah, Infested.
I think it's just Infest. But they have live tracks at the end of it. And it's right before they, like, hit... And it's him on stage. He's like, I am losing my marbles. Y'all pick up that 2-song demo, and everyone's like, oh! And then they play, I think, Infest or something. Like, what? It ain't the hit.
But it's just some fat new metal.
Dude, Papa Roach rocks.
Don't say
fuck
Papa
you.
Roach rocks.
Listen to Infest again. You'll be like, I love this.
What do you mean? That's like saying, like, dude, you know who I like again?
Deftones, I know.
Well, I've always loved Deftones, but... Their new album fucking hits, dude.
I listened to it and I dug it.
It's fucking dope. It's very good music.
Right after that, I found out that the Used dropped a record, and I love it. I don't think a lot of people will, but like it's like kind of like poppy at times, but like it sounds like five different artists, yeah. But if the Used did it, it's great. I love it. It's called, I can't remember. Go ahead.
All right.
It came out in April of 2020.
It's came out.
Fuck you.
I listened to Joji's new album. That's dope. It's called Nectar.
Not heard that.
He's a unique artist. He's very cool.
I listened to that Marilyn Manson album and could not get into it.
Oh, dude. Yeah, no, I listened like maybe three tracks.
You're like, it's so good.
It was. The first two tracks were dope.
They were okay. They weren't
dope.
They
were fun.
They were okay.
I liked them.
That's fine.
That's my opinion.
Yeah,
and your opinion's dumb. Why are we doing this then? I just thought about that. That's the meanest thing you could say to someone on a shared podcast fucking about rating shit. And I go, I gave it a 5. Fuck you, loser. Wrong opinion, ass. Take your fat and go.
Pack your fat up. Leave.
Josie, get the door for this fat asshole. Yeah. Let him out. Sick Ripley on him.
So what were we talking about way before all that music
bullshit? Man. Oh, we're saying something.
What was the last? Right.
They said something.
What
right?
was the last movie
death.
That you?
It was death. We were talking about ways to
oh,
die.
Right on.
And you said immolation, and I was like,
I feel like burning like a slow fire would fucking be like. I
now,
just,
do you think smoke or like melting because of the
no,
flames?
No, melting flames.
Ooh, like
yeah,
witches.
Because if you smoke, like or not smoke, if you inhale the smoke, you just pass out, and then your body burns.
Correct.
If you don't inhale the smoke and you're just lit on
you're
fucking
eating
fire.
The fire.
So the other day I made a Marie Callender.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Dinner.
Oh, this is going to go ahead.
8 minutes in the microwave, right?
Yeah.
I went to take it out and it was on a small ledge. Like the microwave like was here and then there's only like, you know, like 4 inches. Doesn't the whole thing can't sit on it. And it was really hot. All the steam popped out. The fucking top ripped.
Yeah.
Touched that. I went to catch it. Flipped over on my hand. Oh, my God. I caught like lava hot fucking noodles and sauce.
Did you see bones, dude?
No, but I did
have dots.
I had to, yeah, you can't see them anymore. They're gone now, but yeah, I had like blisters here, 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 and here in between my fingers.
How did you wipe your butthole and pee pee?
Well,
like,
no,
right.
So I hit up Josie, and this is on the tail end
wipe
of the,
my ass,
the,
help me.
The dog thing with when she was, yeah. So, so when I didn't treat that situation correctly, and I was like, dude, I just burnt the living shit out of my hand. She just texted back, do you need to go to the hospital? And I was like, oh, fuck. But I was, I hadn't taken my lunch yet, obviously.
Are you
I
in
just
shock? Are you
burned
dying?
My shit.
Yeah.
So I went and got my Red Bull and just held it. Because it hurts. So, dude, it literally, like, every time I took my hand away, I started to feel, like, faintish because it, like, the pain was so fucking wild. So I hold the Red Bull all the way home.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I took my lunch. And then she fucking aloe vera'd me, wrapped it, and then, like, the next day, I was all right.
We talked about this, because I was like, oh, you could put some Neosporin. You're like, I said I aloe vera'd it. I was like, great! Hope it falls off!
No, it was fine, because it hadn't actually, like, burnt away the skin, and it hadn't bubbled yet. And then I had a few blisters, you know, they popped and squirted fucking
dude,
water
I
everywhere.
Dude, I like squirting blister juice everywhere.
Wow, that is fucking something.
That's the noise I make.
Courtney, look!
it's in my eye! Does pus make your eye red?
I don't think it's pus.
No, it's like
it's literally
like
liquid.
Clear juice.
Yeah, it's literally just like a liquid.
Dude, I drink it. It's like salt water.
Gross.
Okay.
But yeah, so burning. That's why I chose burning. Or maybe shark attack. That would suck.
Slowly eaten by anything
that's
would
what
be
I'm saying.
Horrifying.
Or like a bear. Like, okay, the Revenant.
Oh, slowly nibbled to death feet first by something like a bear and its cubs.
Yeah.
No.
There's also certain things of like, I can't remember what movie I'm thinking of, where they keep the person alive. They give them a drug to like, so they inflict and torture. and then they give them enough of a drug and blood to keep them alive as long as possible.
A lot of movies with that kind of shit, but like tortured to death slowly by knives and blades. That would be horrifying.
Ripping off your fingernails.
Totally. And, putting fucking like glass tubes in your pee and breaking it off.
Yeah, that's a thing that someone thought about.
They thought and did it.
Yeah.
Also, I was listening to Edgewood Laboratory. It was a big facility in the U.S. in like the 50s when they were testing LSD. It wasn't MK Ultra hardcore, but they would give someone like 100 times the, like 100 fucking tabs of acid on like, in like their drink. They'd have them chug it, and then they would just like scream at them for like 3 days and just see what they did with their mind. And like people lost their minds, like killed themselves, like went insane. It's really crazy shit.
Did you ever hear about when they were testing like the, like, oh, let's see how much an elephant can take. And they gave him like 400 cc's. The elephant like runs around for like 10 seconds and then just drops dead.
Yeah. It's crazy shit.
Like, could you imagine that last 10 seconds of that elephant's life?
Yeah. Someone's saying that.
What the fuck?
If you fell from a cruise liner, like, where cruising altitude for, like, a plane, it would be 3 minutes before you hit the ground.
Jesus.
Like, 3 minutes just going.
But you always hear that thing of, like, you die way before you hit the ground because of a heart attack.
Oh,
your heart just fucking gives out because it's just like, bam, done.
Shit, piss, puke, cry, and die.
Oh, my God.
I would probably be into it.
Yeah, that seems like right up your alley.
I mean, it would be like an introspective time.
So eating to death is your way?
Probably. Slowly eating to death would be horrifying.
I will say there are way worse ways to die other than fire, but melting and like heat are just really uncomfortable.
Or
hate being sweaty.
The fucking radiation. That goddamn fucking nuclear radiation.
I'm about to say, when you look at like Chernobyl and see the jelly people, you're like, wow.
It's not dead yet? No, it's just his skin that melted off. Like, he's not dead.
Why can't anyone shoot that guy?
Yeah. What do you mean the IVs melt when you try to put him in?
Let's just kill him. Like, it can't be good.
Cut its head off.
It can't be a good quality of life. Like, he probably wants to die.
Oh, wait, he's trying to say something. His teeth fell out and he doesn't have lips.
Yeah, he's got gum teeth. I think we can save him.
Spitting blood out of his esophagus, you say?
Yeah, skin see-through now.
Oh, my God.
We watched Jeepers Creepers 1 and 2.
Oh, that's fun times.
Dude, honestly, those are like pretty fucking tight
films. They're enjoyable.
Yeah, like, the second one is
slashery.
Rough. The second one is rough, but it's a neat premise of a fucking kind of like villain. And also like went into the kind of like, I don't know, Hall of Fame for creatures.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, at the end when it has like the fucking, like it shows like it's like head like wings or whatever. It's so sick. Justin Long is great, and that was like his like first or second movie.
Good for him. What do you give it?
The first one a 9, the second one a 7.
Oh wow, 9. I watched
9 Deep Impacts. You don't think so? When was the last time you saw Jeepers Creepers? It's on.
I remember
HBO.
I liked it, but 9's heavy.
Wait till you like they go down to like the cathedral of people that have been there for like hundreds and hundreds of years that he's just built.
That's
over
what I
time.
Like is like the mythology of it.
Yeah, it's fucking dope. And there's 3 of them. I haven't watched the 3rd one yet. Mm.
I watched Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows.
Ew.
Don't do it, people.
No.
You heard it here.
You heard it here first. And hopefully last. That is fucking turd of a film.
What the fuck was the goal from the
money.
First one? Fuck them.
Yeah.
They...
When was the last time you watched The Blair Witch?
Dude, I loved The Blair Witch.
When was the last time you've seen it?
Not long time.
If you watch that shit in like the dark alone, it's still fucking creepy.
That's what I'm saying, man. That's
when you see
OG.
Michael turned in the corner.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I go, why the fuck is he leaned like that?
In a movie that they show never once the antagonist.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Dude, them getting lost, their anxiety is.
And the movie was shot for $1.50.
$1.50.
And they made so much money. Anyways.
Where's the map? I don't know.
I threw it in the river.
Look at this. Look at this twig. Look at it.
Michael ends up throwing it in the river. He's like, "We don't need it. We're lost." And you're like, "Are you fucking kidding me, Michael?"
Dude, the second one, the guy that lives out in the fucking like
woods, right?
Woods in like a weird old
what
like
was
reservoir.
The Book of Shadows about? I don't even remember what like. Did you watch the whole thing?
No. Yeah, I did.
Wow,
dude. I'll be honest. I was really tired. So tired.
Yeah.
So heavily tired.
Yes.
And I just kind of, I slept on it, you know? I did. The Book of Shadows is a book of, like, the legends of the Blair Witch and shit.
Now, is it like anthology to where they go back and tell the stories?
No. It's all, like, current time bullshit.
Are they just reading it in front of you in the camera?
I think that it's more like...
Do you see the Blair Witch?
No. I don't think so.
Is it?
I remember not seeing anything good. Huh. It was just like supernatural shit happened. I forget. This was probably 5 weeks ago. I am gonna be
honest.
This
was last year.
It has been a minute or two or three.
So what do you give it?
Like a 2 out of 10. Who cares?
Speaking of horror, Lovecraft Country, just finished that. Wow, dude. Like, what a very poignant and just wild motherfucking show. But, like, I mean, the horror of it, they take, like, racism, basically, and make that, like, an element of horror and done so well. And not, like, people are like, oh, don't beat me over the head with it. Like, this shit happened. It's real. Another Tulsa happens and shit like that. Like, they show Tulsa again. I'm like,
yeah.
I'm so stoked that, like, I mean, it sucks that Tulsa happened, but I'm so stoked that now it's being, like, brought up because we didn't learn about that shit in school.
No, I didn't know what that was when I watched Watchmen.
Neither did I. No. And I was like, oh, like, this is a weird, crazy thing. And then I look it up and I'm like, oh, that's a weird, crazy thing that's fucking real.
Yeah.
Like, it was the only, like, terrorist attack by Americans on American soil. Like, they straight up biplane bombed the fucking town. Anyways, Lovecraft Country. It looks expensive. It is kind of like bounces around a little bit, but you just kind of go with it. Every episode has its own feel. I loved it. Nine deep impacts. It's a great
deeps.
Show.
All right, dude.
And it sucks because The Vow got a fucking second season.
Why?
Yeah. The Lovecraft has not been like, they haven't said whether they're going to do another one. I was like, that's fucked up. Like, we need more of that.
More of what we've been talking about.
And also The Boys had a really good, very poignant factor of like society as well. And like the whole like Trump movement and stuff like that, like they address that in a way and like fake news and how we get our shit and how they can kind of like put us together. Like, we don't need 50 million people to love you. You need 500 soldiers.
Yeah.
That's a scary fucking thing. And that's how people think. And that's why The Boys, when I was watching it, I was like, this is like giving me a little bit of anxiety because this is how people are.
Maybe it's just a fear of the future. I've never been afraid of the future until now. Yeah. That's why I'm so.
Because like Trump has like his soldiers, the Proud Boys. Like, and that's kind of what they were alluding to in The Boys, even though they had made that before he said that. Like, that's the creepy part. Like, that's how poignant that fucking shit is. And then, like, Lovecraft does the same thing. Like, they're like, wow, they're dealing with a lot of stuff that's, like, very culturally relevant right now.
Have you seen Lovecraft
at all? Mm-mm. That first episode, there is a cop that pulls him over, and he's like, and it's called a sundown town?
Yeah, no, he chases him out of town, and, like...
But they can't speed, and they have 7 minutes. Horrific, dude.
I did watch the first episode.
It's so good.
A lot of anxiety there.
Yes, and then not only that, like, they deal with... like what a person of color would be if they were able to be white.
Yeah.
It's super interesting and it's like really creepy and eerie. Like I said, they deal with a lot of like racist things, but it's built in like Lovecraft, you know, lore. It's really good. I think you will enjoy the rest of it. And the main actor, fuck, he's awesome. And Omar is his dad from The Wire, which I'll watch fucking Omar in anything.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's great.
I do remember him. It's been months since I've watched
Lovecraft,
yeah.
I give it a 9. I think you should revisit and we'll finish it. It's
good.
Well,
we got to stop playing so much COD, bro.
Yeah, well, get your COD out of my... Good.
You take your COD out of my mouth.
Good.
I watched Nocturnal Animals.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
And Amy Adams. They're wonderful, beautiful actors.
That was the Spider movie, right?
No, that's... You're thinking of Enemy.
Enemy. And you brought that up. Yet. Nocturnal Animals is the...
It's the Tom Ford movie about him fantasizing by writing. He writes a book about their family being like tortured, raped, and murdered.
Yep.
And she's reading it. And so it's her and his, yep. You know.
Yeah. So they're like, they play different people.
Quicksilver, I think.
Yes.
Plays the psycho kind of redneck like leader. And like, it's fucking depressing and rough, man.
Nocturnal
like,
Animals was good. I remember that. But I remember what do you give it?
Oh, like it's aesthetically, it's such a pleasing movie. It's like an 8.5 for me.
I gave it like an 8. I definitely enjoyed it. But I remember Enemy was like, did you watch Enemy?
I've never seen Enemy.
What? I think we watched it. I guarantee if you...
About the spider that he's being kind of like...
If you roll that again, you'll be like, I've definitely seen this. Totally. There's two Jake Gyllenhaals.
I have to rewatch it.
And the one kind of takes his place like, well, let me just like fuck your girlfriend.
Well, it's Denis Villeneuve, isn't it?
And it's fucking, yeah, Villeneuve.
What am I calling it? Denis V?
Yeah. Yeah. Denis V.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Enemy is fucking unnerving because you're like, wow, what if this like actually, like you found a doppelganger of you and he was like, I kind of like your life, dude. And I kind of like fucking with your life. I'm just going to fuck with your life. What's you up? Really can't control anything. Yeah. Is that cool? And you're just like, I want to throw up in my mouth.
I would kill it.
I watched the High Score documentary.
Yes, you did.
Fucking love this documentary. It is a blast. Probably about 5 hours long. If you, it great history telling of the games and how they evolved and what game came first to make this game now possible and shit like that. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. And the narration's great on it. For what it is, 10 deep impacts. That was a blast to watch.
Did they talk about that asshole that fucking faked his scores?
No.
Because he got a... He
that was
like,
Donkey Kong, and I can't remember what the fuck that was called. It wasn't
I'm saying like...
Pocket Full of Coins or
some
shit?
Yeah, he's just a... Even in Pocket Full of Coins, it didn't... It was before he was exposed.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, officially. Now he's, like, off of every record. Like, he's just a fucking loser.
That's awesome. So, High Score is literally just about the history of...
Okay, it has nothing to do with the score score obsessors.
Arcade to Atari to home console to Sega to how Sega came back, how Sega marketed from being in Japan to America. And all. It's super interesting. You would like it for the... Have you not seen it?
No.
You would like it for the aspect of, like... Oh, this is how we're going to market it. Like, Sega needs a face. Like, oh, here's Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah. This was not never existed in Japan. And then, oh, here's, like, fucking, like, what happens when we have Sonic the Hedgehog, like, fucking challenges and shit like that. And everything ends with, like, someone trying to break a record of the console or whatever. It's fucking fascinating.
Oh, on the subject of video games, are you going to get a PS5, sir? I got the heavy questions.
Heavy hitters, yeah. Probably not until a later generation.
So what do you, when do, how quickly do they kind of like relaunch their?
Usually within the, after like 6 months, they usually put out like a smaller, better version that like, oh, we didn't have enough fans.
Yeah. Oh,
like
that,
in the console.
The ones that have been melting, we fixed it.
Oh, the dish trays that don't work anymore. Yeah, we don't have a dish tray anymore. Like that sort of thing.
Dude, the all digital ones seem so simple.
Because
it doesn't have any moving parts.
Right, and the solid-state hard drive and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so,
like it's just sort of like, here's your brick. Like, okay,
but
cool.
I want
what
a PS5.
Would you get the disc version?
No, probably not. Because, I mean, like, you look at PS4 games, it's not like they really go down that much. You mainly find your deals on, like, online.
And can you buy a digital version of a game used by... Is there... You know what I mean? We
I
do that with,
so.
Like,
no.
Video Anywhere or whatever it's called.
Voodoo?
Movies Anywhere?
Movies
Anywhere? There's one of those programs that are linked with Voodoo and Movies Anywhere to where you purchase digital codes.
Oh, yeah. Someone buys a DVD, has a digital code, and then sells a digital code. I don't trust that fucking
I've never done it.
I've seen that. And they had like the whole Marvel Universe on there for like $100 and instead of like $300 for the box sets. And I was like, I feel like I'm going to give someone $100 and that's not going to work.
I
or they're going to resell it or some shit.
Dude. Yeah,
it's
or
weird.
They activate it on their computer, like...
Yeah, so you have no real way of, like, knowing, and that, I don't know, it just seems untrustworthy. Now, that being said, I don't believe that there is a way to resell a digital copy.
Correct, because you're at the mercy of sales for digital games.
Well, you also, there's
the
no
future.
Way to move a digital copy to someone else's profile.
Other than what we do.
Yeah, yeah. With GameShare, which, who knows if that's going to go away with the next one. That would suck.
You and me will be strong for as long as we can.
I was going to say, though, I don't know whether or not I want a PS5.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. But Xbox is, like, not doing bad things with how they're marketing it.
Game Pass ain't bad at all.
Also, I don't know if you knew this, but Bethesda was acquired.
They bought that bitch for, like, $4
billion. Seven.
Ow!
Yeah, so
I hurt myself.
Everything that is Bethesda said, hey, this is going to be cross-platform, will no longer be cross. Will be,
yeah.
Will be on PS5, or I think there's an exclusive Bethesda game on PS5, but Xbox will now have the rights to all Bethesda games after that.
Dude.
Like, so that means like Skyrim, Fallout, like Dishonored. I mean, I think, doesn't Bethesda do Doom?
Oh, yeah, no, they bought that. It's
so,
part of it, yeah.
You look at all of that, and then and Xbox is like, yo, give us $12 a month. You can play any AAA title you want. I mean, what's PlayStation giving me, dude?
What are they doing? Giving me, what, two shitty games a month for free? Losers.
Well, I'm saying that Xbox is like, here's all the games. Just pay us $12 a month.
Now, is that on top of Live?
No, that's the new Live.
Oh.
Isn't that fucking...
I thought it was $60 a year for Live, and then
It's going to be $12 a month, or $15, one of the two. It's maybe $15, and you can download whatever game, as long as you have it, onto your Xbox and play it.
Now,
and
when it gets removed from Game Pass, does it get removed from you?
I'm not sure about that.
Because they do swap out shit. Like, yeah. Sea of Thieves might not be on there forever. But
sure.
If you download
but any exclusive Xbox game will come out, AAA title, and you'll be able to play for free without
you
purchasing
will, yeah,
the game.
Yeah, totally. That's, at least for a year.
That's fucking insane.
Correct. But it, do you lose all true ownership? Say I want to go and play fucking Transistor. I bought it 5 years ago. I could play it forever.
Sure.
If I'm so maybe on Game Pass with Transistor.
That might be the thing, though, is that like you play it and you love it, and it's like, hey, this is going away, but like you had your time with it and shit. If you want it, buy it.
That's you still have the option. They still have a digital store, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you can purchase whatever game you want.
Oh, okay.
But I'm just saying, like, that Game Pass, and not only that, that Game Pass goes for computer and phone.
Yeah.
So if you have an Android, you can legit play your shit anywhere you want.
That's crazy. Are you getting an Android now,
no,
too?
God, no. You know, I'm a Mac boy.
Oh, yeah, there's too much. There's too much invested.
Yeah.
Dude, we're stuck.
Yeah.
Like, with that OS bullshit.
Yeah.
Because transferring my shit, because I would love to get a Pixel, the Google phone. I think they are dope, and they're pretty inexpensive.
Yeah.
But no, I'm not migrating that nightmare over to a different OS completely.
Yeah.
I don't even think they share, like, here's your upload.
No, I think it's literally like you have to delete your account with Apple and then basically just fucking move and then start anew with Google.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you know, if I had to put in the phone numbers in my phone, I have a couple hundred just because I've had them for 15 years. I'd probably have 8.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, the ones that I'm keeping, I'm like, and this one, maybe, yeah, and that one. Okay.
And that one, yeah.
We're good. I have
perfect.
10 phone numbers.
Done and done.
Yeah, honestly, yeah. I would too.
God, that's how we're going to grow old, is like, eventually we will flip to something like that. Then we only have 10 contacts. Then we only have 150 photos. And then, like, if kids look at us in, like, a decade from now, they'll be like, oh, my God, you guys are so old. Your shit is literally, like, you're not even a human. Look
yeah,
at
you don't exist in the digital world.
Because if I pick up my dad's phone, I'm like, you have 4 photos. 3 of them are of your face on accident. One's of the grass. And you just have your dentist's phone number in here.
Yeah.
Good Lord, you're worthless.
I mean, he's not, what does he have to
he
do
don't
online?
Give a shit. Yeah, he's like, I already got, you know, life is life, man. I'm already in it.
There's, digital footprints and stuff like that doesn't really bother me of like, oh, what will I leave behind? Like a fucking Facebook page? I don't give a flying fuck about that. I think it's creepy that people like when they die, like you'll get like game invites from like a dead mom.
Yeah, and I forget who I was telling. I was telling like someone in my family. I was like, yo, and they're like, what if they die? Like, we won't be able to get into there. I'm like, unfortunately, there's a way you can get into dead people's digital shit to, like, plan stuff or do a memorial or, like, download photos or, like, look up their porn history. Like, you can do that post-mortem.
Yeah, that's...
By bringing in your death certificate. Like...
To fucking Facebook?
To fucking Apple. And just being like, what's the passcode on this phone? Yeah, here's the death certificate.
Whoa.
And that was a thing we had to deal with. And it was like, you know...
Who? Oh, you in general when you worked there.
When I worked there.
I was like, who'd you do this
years?
To? I thought you meant like a family member. I was like, who died?
No, like, but like a lady would come in and be like, my husband died. He did all the bills on his phone and like his Mac. Like, can you help me get into this stuff? And we were like, produce the death certificate.
Ma'am.
Lying bitch.
Yeah. You just want his bank account
9-year-old
info.
9-year-old lying bitch.
But he was young. You probably killed him.
God. Carol Baskins.
Let's see. I can't remember what one I just said, but I'm sure I rated it. Go ahead.
I watched the
movie. High Score.
Oh, yeah. Freaks.
Okay.
It's a Netflix original, and it's about Emil Hirsch is in it. And
love him.
Yeah. It's really, like, it's more clever than I thought it would be. It's about people with special powers, but, like, this dad is, like, a recluse, and he's hiding his daughter, like, in this house. And for them... It feels like years of their lives, but it's because he can create a bubble of time to pause the world around him, and he lives normal while he's awake. His bubble can be normal time, but everything else almost freezes. So it's been like 3 months outside the house, but like 8 years in the house. And he's like raising his daughter to be normal so she doesn't get caught being a freak, like a special.
Superhero.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy.
Movie?
Yeah, it's a movie called Freaks on Netflix. Like a 7.5. Like, it was entertaining. For a Netflix movie, it was more cohesive than most of them.
The Social Dilemma.
Oh,
another doc.
Dude, Andrew Garfield kills in that movie.
Okay, you're thinking The Social Network.
Yep, sorry. Whoops.
Social Dilemma is a documentary, as I said before you started you rattling said, off fucking old
I just
Spider-Man.
Heard social, not old Spider-Man. It's new.
But really, really well done.
You don't even have a stake in that documentary.
No, I just looked at all the fucking fools and idiots that still use that shit, and I was like, ha ha, because they were like, what can you do to like help this? They're like, just get off Facebook, delete that, get off Instagram, delete that. I was like, both done. They're like, try to limit your screen time. I'm like, it's barely like there. The shit I spend on like screen time is like looking up stuff now, like information. They're also like, read articles, don't like just repost bullshit. I was like, I don't post anything.
Yeah, I love research.
I'm done. I done did my part.
Wow.
To stop the civil war that could happen
by not posting. Now I am just what I would call or inactive just, active because I have them and I do nothing with them.
Right. Do you scroll through Facebook?
Yeah, sometimes.
All that data is being calculated. They know you.
I don't
you.
Care. They're, okay, they're yeah, fart videos and
they're building
videos.
A digital you.
Dude, they're going to look stop, at my fucking profile and be like, God damn it, he has nothing we can get against him.
Every time you stop on a photo, it logs that. For how long your eyes are on that photo. Even if you don't like it
I've
or interact with it.
I've seen this documentary.
It's crazy. They know so
care.
Much about you.
Who? And how?
Everyone.
And why? And who cares?
They market it to you. They're just selling you your soul back.
What do you mean?
They own
I
it.
Don't have... What?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So stupid.
That documentary,
it doesn't actively affect your life unless you're susceptible to that kind of marketing.
True. It is kind of like,
I said drill, and now there's a picture of a drill on Facebook. I'm gonna buy two.
It is kind of wild to think about, like, they just want your attention. It's not even about like selling the shit. It's just about you looking at ads.
See, but I'm actively aware of it, so I avoid it even more. Like, I'm like, nope, loser.
Yeah, I mean, like, but like, what I'm saying though is that like, they're trying to curate content so you keep scrolling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, and if they curate the coolest minis and sweet anime and like cool art and like robots and like fucking dope ass sci-fi, I might continue to scroll. Yes.
They're trying to keep you on there with more of a emotional attachment.
Correct.
So not so much like cool things to look at, because then you can just go to fucking Google and do that.
If my goal is to be emotionally like stimulated by beautiful sci-fi art, I don't care if they know that. Continue that. I'm not looking up supermodels and fucking fad diets and shit that I consider worthless. I like scrolling art for an hour feels good to me. Like, I feel like, oh, that was awesome. Like, I got so much inspiration. I saw so many cool ideas.
So you don't like, scroll like Instagram looking at like
my Instagram is full of artists.
People that like, you know, you kind of know or and shit like that. Like, and you just like,
I pass over stories and all that horse shit so much. But then it'll be like, dude, sale on robot mini. I go, whoa, hold on.
Yeah, I don't know.
I use it for an aesthetic. Like, I like art. Like, you know what I mean?
You're an artist.
I guess I don't know. Like, a lot of people are like, dude, I follow all these people on these things. Mm-hmm. I'm like, who do I follow? I follow nobody. I'm glad I know like five different birthdays from Facebook. That's helpful. I guess if something tragic happened in like Tel Aviv, like I'd know about it because of Facebook or something. Like,
or the news.
I don't get news alerts.
Either do I. But I mean,
I
when
don't
you
get
go,
any notifications.
So that's what I'm saying. So like, that's another thing. Like, they're like, turn off your alerts and shit like that. There's no push notification other than a message. Like, if I get like, you know, a text.
Texts and calls are all I get.
Yeah. So like, that's the one thing that I like about how I do things is that like, I don't ever allow it to be like, oh ding, like what's up. Like, I'll if I want to go research something, I'll look through Google News. If I want to go Google something, I'll just go to fucking
oh yeah no like
Safari.
Even like things that I'm into, like IMDb, like I will never put a notification
Jesus
for like
Christ,
what,
who cares?
Yeah, what director just caught the new movie? Like, I don't, fuck you, I'll look it up if I want to know.
Social Dilemma also does this thing where they like fucking like have actors in it as well.
That's
which
the
was
shitty part of it.
Kind of weird. I didn't mind it that much, but like it definitely dropped it down to like an 8 instead of a 9 for me.
Yeah, I was like, these,
but it was interesting to show the algorithm
dumb.
The three dudes,
yeah,
building him and like making him a like a person, yeah, and stuff like that. But then like he like walks, I don't know, kind of lame. What else?
Right. I also watched Chronicles of Riddick.
Ooh.
I don't know why.
Yeah, Pitch Black
it's like
is a good
a
one.
Four. Yeah, I know. It's like a 4 out of 10. It's one of the dumbest.
Sequels?
No.
Well, it's a prequel, right?
Sci-fi armies or sci-fi.
Oh, okay. Like
groups of people. They just don't work. Nothing about them is logical.
Is Chronicles of Riddick a prequel to Pitch Black?
No. It's after she grows up. The little kid grows up and like he like rescues her from a prison.
Yeah.
So it's like 10 years after.
So a four?
Yeah, like a four. Yeah, like it sucks balls. Yeah.
Watched Bly Manor, The Haunting of Bly Manor.
Scary, dude.
Decent, I will say. Mm. And it dealt with a lot of cool things, but nowhere near as good as Hill House. Yeah. It actually made me want to watch Hill House more.
Right.
I give it like a 7, and Hill House is like a 10 for me. I love Hill House. But sweet. Yeah.
We're getting through our spookies. Mm-hmm. I also watched Pet Sematary, the new one.
Nice.
That is a fucking full-on vibe, dude. That movie is aesthetically pleasing.
And it's pretty fucked. There's
it's eerie as fuck, man.
Yeah, I actually really I enjoyed it way more than I thought I would.
Shockingly, same here. I was like, hey, 8.5 out of 10 horror, like, you're good.
Yeah, that was it was a decent like watch for sure. Like, I thought it was going to be like, it's not going to be as good as, like, you know, the first one or anything like that. But it definitely,
like, if someone said, hey, what remakes are kind of good and under the radar? I'd be like, that is a good remake.
But it did not really get any clout, yeah.
Correct.
Mandalorian.
Dude, only watched one episode, so shut your mouth.
Okay, I've seen like half of the second one.
Fuck, it's the best Star Wars shit out. It's not out. It's like some of the best Star Wars shit of all.
Timothy Olyphant being in the first episode was just pure fucking perfection, because it's definitely like, oh, I'm the sheriff of this town. I'm like, it's fucking Deadwood.
Hilarious. Fucking he's literally Deadwood. Like, he went in the future as the same character.
Yes, I love it so much. and then the fucking, like, the worm at the end. I mean, it looks so expensive.
I was like, oh, they're busting big nuts on this.
Yeah, I give it like a 10. The people who have kind of given the second episode shit, I didn't mind it, because, like, there's going to be lulls in the episodes.
Oh, you have to. Dude,
it can't
cool
be
down.
Giant worm every fucking episode, or else it's not going to mean anything.
Oh, there's 5 dragons in this episode. A lot of people, 10 million. Calm down.
A lot of people get, yeah, that's the Game of Thrones. Yeah. Like, there has to be story progression. A lot of people are like bummed that like it's not like story oriented enough. It's just like an episode or like a level on a game. I'm like, I kind of dig that.
Oh,
like,
the adventures.
I kind of dig great. The serial and the fact that it feels like episodes.
It's fun because you could be like, oh, play the Dune Worm one.
Yeah.
It's got that cool part.
And you don't even really need to know what the fuck's happening. Like, okay, he's got a kid. He's looking for, like, a fucking planet, looking for a Mandalorian to show him the planet. Now he's going to fight a worm because he's saving this town.
Perfect.
Trying to get the armor. There is a lot of
It's a full adventure, though.
But, like, it works. Yeah.
It's fun.
I enjoy it a lot. Mando, you got a 10-0. Mm, 10 deep
Mando,
impacts.
You the man, yo.
Oh, jeez. What else you see?
I rented Possessor. It's a new movie that just came out, and it was, it's hard to explain, like, the type of horror that it is, because it's not a gore fest, like fucking House of 1000 Corpses or something, but when it gores, it gores harder than them.
Wow.
Dude, slow knife pushing into a throat, people getting their teeth fucking ripped out by, like, a knife that's in someone's mouth, just rummaging it around, and you see, like, 8 teeth falling out of this dude's mouth, and it's stabbing like the wood behind his head. It's bad, man, but these are offset by a sci-fi vibe more than a horror vibe. These gore moments are some of the goriest I've ever seen and probably the cringiest, but then it's offset by like this really like subtle sci-fi fucking story about her being able to, like, go in and possess people's minds and do things and then come back out.
No, I remember this trailer.
Yeah, it's a fucking, like, the aesthetics that the trailer pushes to you, which is, we're an artsy horror movie.
Yes.
We're an artsy sci-fi horror movie is
kinda
more
like
appropriate. Yeah, man, it's...
Because Cell had the aspect of, like, sci-fi, but also had a really horror aspect as well, because you're inside the mind of
a
serial killer.
It's slow burn, and it doesn't have the theater pieces of the Cell, but, like, it reminds me a lot of, like, a fucking, like, a really well-done European, like, sci-fi horror. It's great.
Is it in English?
Yeah.
Okay.
Fantastic, man. But, like,
not
for everyone.
Not streaming, though.
No, I rented it. That's why I texted you. I was like, yo, I have it for 24 hours. Like, get it.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
I know. Okay. But I give it an 8.5. Like, it was an enjoy. I'd watch it again.
Hmm.
Yeah.
They put The Hobbits on
HBO Max. I started watching Desolation of Smaug.
I just started Desolation, but I finished the first one. That first one actually is really good.
It's a very nice, like, wholesome little perfect.
I like the revisiting. I'm going to watch all three and then watch Lord of the Rings again.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. But I really dig the, because I've read The Hobbit.
Yeah.
They deviate a lot. There's no way you should get 3 movies out of that book.
Oh, they milk the living deck.
Well, they add shit, too. Like, the White Orc is not even... He's a paragraph in the book. They talk about... Yeah. I think they talk about him killing...
Killick?
No, Thorin's dad.
Oh, okay.
And then that's the only thing in the book. Like that, he's not chasing them.
Oh yeah, with his wargs, no, with his like fucking that, wolf dogs.
That does not exist in the book.
Yeah.
Like,
Gandalf's not fighting him a bunch,
right? Yeah, throwing fucking fiery acorns or pine cones at him. but yeah, I absolutely love that world, and going back to it is just like a nostalgia fun. I give it like a 8.5 for the first one, and then the Desolation of Smaug. I haven't got to Benedict Cumberbatch, but goddamn, I can't wait. Have you ever seen the making of where he's like actually crawling around himself, like on his belly, like him, the human actor?
It's so wonderful. Yeah. Him and Circus.
Right? Andy Circus, yeah.
Andy Circus, not.
Because I just, okay, so yeah. Desolation of Smaug, I just got past where he, wait, no, was that the fucking first one? I can't remember now. No, the first one Gollum's in.
Barrel Rider? Yeah, the first one.
Because he finds the ring, does the fucking, like, tasty meat is nice and sweet, and he's just killing the fish or whatever. He's fucking awesome in that.
He's wonderful.
And that first appearance of Gollum, well, quote-unquote the first, because it's a prequel trilogy, is magical. And dude, he looks so good.
Yeah.
He still looks great in Two Towers, don't get me wrong, and fucking Return of the King, but, like, this being like 7 years after that, like, it looks fucking insane.
Smaug is so fucking evil. It's so dope. He's like, my teeth are swords and my claws are spears.
Benedict Cumberbatch does a fucking... I'm stoked to finish that.
I also like...
Why didn't you watch the first Unexpected?
I'd watched that recently, within like a year. So I like kind of knew what I was getting there. So I was like, go to Desolation because you really like the end of it.
You don't need the 3 hours, I guess.
No, dude. Like, everything he said, the way he talks is, he also, his character, he built him as if, like, it was so smartly written as an intelligent, giant, godlike creature.
Yeah.
Like, the way he spoke, and he's like, tell me more about your adventures, like, puny one. Those are nice titles.
Yeah.
Like, very, like, cool. Like, he was like, I want you to entertain me, but I know that you're here maliciously. Like, continue. Tell me more, Barrel Rider.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, Smaug the Great. And he's like, flattery gets you nowhere.
Reminds me a lot of Kallus from Destiny.
Yeah. That's good. That's good.
Yeah. Because, like, he is, like, a definite, like, he's like, I know I'm a rich god. Like, what do you guys want? Yeah. Like, what's up?
What's up?
What do you need?
What do you need? Oh, don't fuck with me, bro.
Yeah, the Season of Opulence was a good one.
So opulent.
What do you give the old Smaug?
8.5. It's a fun time.
Blood of Zeus I started. It's an anime on Netflix, and it is decent, super choppy, way low frame rate for that. Yeah.
Ouchie, wow, wow.
Like, way less than Castlevania, and Castlevania even has choppy moments.
Why not take your time?
I don't understand, like, why they tried to push this, but it is neat. Like, they show the Titans at the in the first episode. They look fucking dope.
Are they climbing?
Climbing.
The mountain?
Mount Olympus? No. They're, like, walking from the ocean.
Cool.
Very, like, Godzilla-esque. Mm. But yeah, it's decent so far. Like I said, I watched like the first like 15 minutes of the episode, then I think you hopped on or something and I stopped. But yeah, I give it like a 6 right now, but cool. I will try to finish it and see what's up. There's another one too, like Dragon something. It's like a Hasbro.
Oh, Dragon's Dogma. Yeah.
That looks fucking
That's based off
wild.
Game. Yeah.
Is it a game?
Mm-hmm.
Is it Hasbro?
Dragon's Dogma is a game for sure.
And I think it's Hasbro, yeah, because in the trailer like it says, from Hasbro's fucking mind.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That
looks, but that artistry, that animation looks way better than the Blood of Zeus.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched House of the Devil.
Mm-hmm.
It's a film by so he's showing me a meme of someone saying that she's hungry for food. and he expected me to, I guess, silently respond to that.
Yeah. No.
Funny, Paul. Next. No, House of the Devil is an Ari Aster film. No, sorry, it's not an Ari Aster film. It's a Ty West film.
Okay.
He does horror, but this is like almost like I would say like his fucking where his real heart and passion was, because it looks like you're watching a spectacularly shot 70s horror film, but it was made in like 2017.
Hmm.
And it's all based around like
Mandy does that.
Yeah, like it is a cool vibe, and it's not like it lacks other places. It's not like it's lacking acting, lacking fucking like evil. It's fucking evil.
What's it called?
A House of the Dead.
What's
House of the Devil, I'm sorry.
What's it on?
Amazon, I think.
Right on. I'll check that out. What do you give it?
Like 9 out of 10. Like, it's very good. The main actress is fucking really good.
There's a new show on HBO. Well, I'm not sure how new. I just stumbled upon it. It's called 2 Weeks to Live with Arya Stark. She's like the main character.
Didn't even hear
of her. Dude. It reminds you kind of like Lucky Number 11-ish. Like, it's like a girl that, so far, this is what I've gathered from the first episode. She's gone out into the real world. Her mom has trained her as like an assassin because the world could end at any point in time. They're in a cabin together. Her mom hunts and paints. They're super secluded. She wants to go out and live in the real world because she's like 21 and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then you find out that her father was murdered by a guy, and like, that's like the end of episode one. She goes to his house because she thinks the world is actually ending because someone makes a fake video for her. But it's like very, very funny. Like, she walks into a restaurant, and the cook is like super shitty to his wife and stuff like that. And then takes advantage of her, like, oh, that'll be 10 quid to like park here. That'll be 10 quid if you want your stuff warmed up. Like, because he sees she has a lot of cash and has no idea. He's like, okay. The wife goes into the bathroom. She's putting on makeup. Arya goes in the bathroom and she's like, oh, hey, can I buy that makeup off you? Like, I want to, like, you know, experience this. And she's like, yeah, sure. You just have it. By the way, he took advantage of you. She goes back out. The wife goes back out and finds the husband like beating the fuck up and just says oink, oink on his head. And Arya's in her Jeep and she walks out. She's like, hey, you forgot your sandwich. She's like, that's all right. I already had enough pig today. And then she flips her sunglasses and pokes herself in the eye. She's like, oh, god damn it. Right in the eyeball.
Is it slapsticky?
It's kind of like, no, it's making fun of itself. And she's like, I'm sorry. You know, the pig line just came to me. I am actually starving. Can I have the, like, it's.
Wow.
It is kind of awesome. Like, she makes like really, really cringy remarks. And you're like, fuck this. And then it's made fun of. Like,
what's it called again?
2 Weeks to Live. It's 6 episodes. They're 30 minutes long.
And you've seen it all?
No, I've only watched the first 2 episodes, or first 1.5. I give it, like, right now, like, an 8. It is kind of, like, almost too aware, but, like, I definitely dig it so far. I think you would like it, too.
Okay, cool, dude.
HBO Max.
That's all I got.
Me, too. All right, let's hop into Real Steel. Test the Tony.
Oh! So, funny thing, like, so, I watched Real Steel.
I watched Steel Dragon.
But, no, I watched Steel Magnolias. It's not that fun. There were no robots.
not a punch was thrown. It was weird.
Steel with Shaquille O'Neal.
Oh, my God. The hammer. Who
the
knew?
The hammer robot that he has that puts on his bike. No, for sure, forgot to watch The Way Back, but we'll get to that when we cross the bridge. Real Steel is a blast, dude. That kid dances. I have to skip that part.
I hate that.
I just skip it each time.
Did you see that he's like never done anything after that too?
Aw.
Yeah.
He's like a Willy Wonka kid.
Yeah. The kid Charlie. Willy Wonka, yeah. He killed himself eating chocolate.
No,
you know
he
that?
Did not.
Yeah. I'm kidding.
Oh.
Anyways.
Jesus. Himself. Blew his brains out through a Hershey Kiss.
Yeah, put it in front of his mouth. Bam! I got a golden ticket.
Brown blood.
Yeah. I really enjoy this movie. The robots look fucking way tight. Like,
dude,
it is literally the Rock'em Sock'em robots.
It's really
come to
fun,
life.
Yeah. And
it's
like,
so
like Shadowbox. Like, I get it. Yeah.
It's so predictable in what it is, but like, it is a fun enough to watch. I give it like a 7.5.
Yeah,
I'm not
sure.
Going like I'm watching that every year, but every now and again, if that was on television, I'd stop.
I
Hugh Jackman is actually awesome in it too.
Yeah,
like he's
yeah.
good.
If there were commercials and stuff, I'd be like, change channel. Like, this is ridiculous.
Right, but if I saw like a fight, like because like that last fight is fucking what's his
Zeus?
Yeah,
yeah.
I really
dude, like
that.
Punches through the window, like mad at it.
Yeah,
I'm like, Jesus, Chinese dude, chill.
He's like, let me take over the controls. Two people, I'm only one.
Yeah, I'm better.
Yeah, Real Steel was fun enough.
Fun enough. Yeah.
What do you give it?
Same thing. 7.5. It's fine.
Okay, and
it's good time.
Movie of the week: The Way Back. Obviously, Tony did not watch. I adore this movie.
He adores it. You guys,
I really think you should check it out. Ben Affleck is firing on all cylinders in it.
Dude,
it is very depressing.
It's his comeback, dude.
It is depressing and really good at the same time. I highly recommend it. I give it like a 9 for what it was. Like, it's long though, but that's why I wouldn't be bumped to like a 10. But
I give it a 9 too.
Actually, 8.5.
Yeah, I give it 8.
You've never seen it, but I would
following your lead.
I think you would like it though. So if you ever get a chance when you're painting your minis to watch it.
When I'm painting them, I don't give it much attention. So
the movie isn't
8.5.
Like,
let's give it an 8.5.
The movie isn't, you know, like you just have to listen.
It's like a podcast.
Yeah, with moving.
With movement.
With moving.
With images.
Yes. Lovely. So next week, Tone, we're going to watch Beowulf for Tessa Tony. And movie of the week will be Witches. That is on, it's a remake.
HBO.
HBO Max. Beowulf, I think, on Netflix.
Yes, sir.
Anything else, my dude?
If you've got leaves to rake, rake them slow. Just chill, man. The world will be here. So take your time and just enjoy your nights and your days. Yeah, eat some steak.
Until next time, go burn books.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.